This is Shapeless Mass Podcast, the Mass Cast number
14.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We didn't really have like comments per se this week. We got some email exchanges and some comments, and we're sorry, Kazikots?
I guess it's Kazikots now.
Kazikots? We're sorry we mispronounced it.
Like Bill Cosby.
We're sorry we mispronounced your name on the air, Kazikots. We'll try to get it right. We're probably still doing it wrong. You'll have to record
I call her things like Crazy Tots and things like that.
Yeah, so. Crazy Cat.
I'm not even going to try to.
Oh, by the way, Todd's here again. Yay!
Yeah.
Now let me clap for myself.
Fuck you. We did get one thing, though, that may interest you, is we have been added to the Georgia Podcast Network.
All right. Welcome to all the people coming from the Georgia Podcast Network.
It means more exposure for us.
You know we're in South Carolina.
You're a sarcastic asshole. You know that? They were so nice and they were polite and I checked them out and they got a lot stuff in there. So
I'm saying welcome, hey.
Yeah, you're being an ass is what you're doing. Board.
He's just using his sarcasm as a defense to show that he's really deep inside a cuddly teddy bear.
Something like that. I'm torn up, actually. I'm kind of in a bad mood because Steve Irwin.
Oh, man.
So, really?
Yeah.
Well, I made a promise that I wasn't going to talk about that. So.
Why?
Do you need a hug?
Well, for one thing, I think the world's I think the world's a better place now that he's gone.
Are you serious?
Oh, certainly. His children are probably safer. No, his children are safe. The guy waved his children at crocodiles.
Yeah, the world is funny.
I mean, you're one of those people who's like, oh, man, Hitler died.
So you're comparing Steve Irwin to Hitler?
Yes.
Okay.
They both founded the Third Reich.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well,
and remember, you can send all hate mail to
ebaofvn@gmail.com.
My website, shapelessmass.com. Snoop Toddy Todd's website,
asitfallsdown.com.
Now we're going to play a song.
All right.
And because we were just talking about it, I'm going to play. It's kind of long, but it's really good. This is Too Short. This is Cuss Words. It's a great song.
To all you bitches, hoes, and all that shit. Here's another rap that I'm ready to spit. It goes like this. My name is Short. I'm tearing shit up like never before. Pimp slaps, making snaps. Cold cash money and Too Short raps. Oakland, California, that's where I'm from. The city where the boys say you don't want none. But if you do, I'm gonna tell you this. Truths and dogs ain't really shit. Wanna roll so hard all the time. You and that bitch playing Too Short rhymes. If you ask me what it's all about, I'll say it's about that money. But if you ask me, could you have some? I'll say it doesn't concern me. Ronald Reagan came up to me and said, do you have the answer to the U.S. economy and a cure for cancer? I said, what are you doing in the White House if you're not selling cocaine? Ask your wife, Nancy Reagan. I know she'll spit that game. Like one night she came to my house and gave me a blowjob. She licked my dick up and down like it was corn on the cob. What is life? Life is too short. I play young bitches like it's a sport. Yeah, I play bitches just like y'all. Like Dr. J played basketball. You can call me too, don't say it twice. You get me real mad and I'll fuck your wife. See, I'm not proper, I'm really polite. Too short, don't say it tonight. It started on a bright morning in 1987. I was in my drop-top caddy, y'all, getting sucked by a bitch named Helen. Nasty bitches around the world, I wrote this rhyme for you. You might not like my rap, but I'm telling you, bitch, it's true. So much death in the Oakland streets. Am I gonna live till next week? Will I get shot by a dope fiend? Trying to get high, trying to steal my ring. I really can't say cause I don't know why. People out here dropping dead like flies. I used to see a homeboy give him five. Now I say, man, you still alive? Cold as hell, this town I'm from. Won't last too long when you're faking the funk. I'm the master rapper, so unique. Clap my hand when I want my freak. You can't deny it, you know I'm right. I turn any rapper out when I'm on the mic. And I won't kick back or relax till he knows I'm the best at the MC rap. Till he knows too short, set the trap. They got him caught up in my serious cap. Motherfucker can't spit straight game on the mic. Cause he's worse than a fag or a Frisco Dyke. He's a sucker MC, I call him punk. Trying to spit that rap, you can scratch that junk. Your little punk ass boy wouldn't listen to me. Think I'm faking, but I'm taking all your sucker MCs to the end of the world and push you over. Good luck, couldn't find you in a four-leaf clover. If I ever said a rap trying to cap on you, I wouldn't even sweat it, cause you'll be through. Looking so far up, you might fall down. Getting clowned by the hound from East Oak Town. And the look in your face when you're looking at two can make a grown man die laughing at you. Cause you're a no rapping, no rhyming. Break out, break as simple Simon. I never understood one word you said, but you're swearing up and down that you're killing me dead. There's only one thing I wanted to know. Sucker motherfucker, where's the joke? I'm the player of players, just call me Pop. My name is too short, no, I don't stop. I just don't stop macking, don't stop tapping, don't stop rapping. Now you see what happens, your mind is gone, your crew just cut. Sucker MC, I'll tell you what, your rhymes are weak. You rap the same, and when it comes to game, you are lame. Never even heard of Too Short Baby. Hit Oakland in 1980, singing more raps than a rap could rhyme. Telling sucker MCs, don't waste my time. There's a girl I know, her name is Betty. Straight to the head, just rock it steady. She's so freaky, she'll juice you up. All the homeboys just can't get enough. She's a PhD, don't even stop. In the back like that, going chop, chop, chop. I won't say white girl, won't say she's black. She's the kind of girl to make your knees go crack. Feel the beat, rock with me. Let me tell you what I be. I'm a MC rapper, a MC rapper, a big bank roller and a cold, cold capper. Hey baby, I got this rhyme. It's not gonna stop till the end of time. Like rock and roll, I'll play that song to the beat all day and all night long. So listen up to what I'm saying. I'm a old town Mac, bitch, I ain't playing. To all the homeboys doing time in the pen, gonna rock this beat for you once again. If you can't get out and you're mad as hell, say bitch, now make it sound for real. I'ma tear shit up if I get the chance. I could give a fuck less if your hoe don't dance. See, I'm a Big Mac now, I'm so great. I was born and raised in the Golden State. Call me T-O-O if you say short. I'ma wrap my ass off till you give me some more. Big Bang, now just make me rich. Bitch, 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 make me rich. Check out my style, baby, I don't quit. I heard this freak say that's the shit. He took the cake, fuck the break. Too short, baby, damn short ain't fake. But the sucker MCs are screaming loud, saying, sir, too short, shut your mouth. How can you talk about me and call me weak when your father smokes coke and your mother's a freak? So I keep on rapping, if nothing else, keep your jealous ass thoughts to yourself. Picture this, he's an MC, right? Ain't saying nothing, but he's holding the mic. Fuck with me, and boy, you're doomed. I'll send a trick with a hoe to the motel room. Cause I'm the coldest MC on a microphone. Like a 357 pointed at your dome. I got cap for cap, you never heard. So fresh again with cuss words. Motherfucking shit, fucking with me. Fuck a stink bitch and a sucker MC. All you bastards.
bastards got the claps. And fuck you, punk, cause you still can't rap. Cut words, just let them roll. Motherfucking shit, goddamn asshole. Words just don't fit. Motherfucker, you damn shithead bitch. It's too short on the mic, and it don't stop, and it don't stop, and it won't stop, bitch.
Yeah, too short. Constantly trying to elevate the discourse in modern American music.
Sounded nice.
He's like the Perry Logan of rap.
Minus the death of the Republicans and referring himself as God in third person.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, he probably thinks he's God.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. So.
He probably doesn't like Republicans.
Napoleon complex.
Too short likes everybody. Hey, by the way, that's pretty much you're hearing where the whole like the Snoop Dogg Biatch thing came from.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a little bit a slice of hip hop history there.
Mildred reviews the world.
Okay, video game.
Getting up.
Get out. Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I was disappointed in the... I expected them to like exploit the Grand Theft Auto model more. The
more
free roaming.
Yeah.
I was really disappointed with that. Because it would have been... Yeah. I mean, it would have fit the game perfectly. Aside from that, I was impressed.
Yeah, I thought it was too violent, really.
What?
It was too much fighting. It was like it seemed arbitrary.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, how many guys are you beat up when you're out doing graffiti and stuff? I mean...
Yeah, but you gotta understand where I'm at. Where I'm at is a little bit different. We're talking about vamping, and vamping actually is it isn't that frequent, but it is a video game.
I know, of course.
Yeah.
Also you gotta take into consideration. So you have this guy that's wanting to just basically bomb every one of them.
No, I mean I understand. I mean it's not like you know there isn't a storyline behind the violence. It's just like I don't know. It just seems kind of arbitrary. And,
I like the game overall. I mean, it definitely.
I like it overall. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I beat it, and it definitely looks like there's definitely going to be a sequel for it.
What really bugged me is how many graffiti writers I know who are like, "No, the game sucks, man. Mark Echo's just fucking selling out the culture, man." I'm like, "No, he's not." In fact, if anything, he's exposing the culture to new. Well, yeah, that's it. He's exposing it to new people, and those people are going to be fucking toys. I'm like,
everybody has toys when they first start out.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how you get exposed to it.
Yeah.
You should be excited.
I think it's a good thing. It's giving the culture respect. I mean, yeah. I'm all for it. And part of it, too, is he got Legends, you know, and a lot of people just hate Legends for some reason, you know. Like, there's a whole I hate Totem section of graffiti out there. Oh, he just does the 3D shit, and, you know, he doesn't go out and get a... People hate on Ewok all the time.
Mm. Ewok is freaking amazing.
Yeah, they're like, Ewok doesn't go out and get up. And then you post all these photos of, like, illegal pieces he's done, and they don't say anything. But they still insist that he doesn't go out and get up illegally. Graffiti culture is weird.
There's the same shit going on, like, when Michelangelo was around and stuff?
Yes. Because, you know, he didn't have permission when he did the Sistine Chapel. You know, he snuck in and did that at night, you know.
I think it's got a lot of potential. I'd be interested to see a sequel, maybe on the next gen system.
Yeah. I'd like to see more customizability, like being able to create your own stuff.
There is a Windows version of that game. I wonder if you can do that in the Windows version.
It
seems like it would be pretty easy to hack.
Like it lend itself to it too.
Yeah.
I also.
That's kind of the problem with consoles.
Yeah.
But I think they could integrate like an
with
online.
With the Wii, for sure.
Oh, the Wii, man. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. If there is going to be a sequel, it'll definitely come out on the Wii. I mean.
And if it does, I mean, you'd be able to make your own hand tag. At the very least.
Definitely, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
It seemed like it almost lent itself to it in every single way. Because you'd be actually moving the wand and all that good stuff. Or whatever. Are they calling it a wand or what are they calling it?
A nunchuck.
Is that what they're calling it for real?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
No, it looks like a nunchuck, so
awesome.
Oh hell.
Call a nunchuck.
Or no, thumbs up, brother?
Probably three. I think it can get a lot better.
I definitely one thumb down for not having any sort of free roaming.
Yeah, it's a platformer, and platformers are kind of get a lot of shit nowadays.
Well, it's an outdated format. It needs to die. Platformers, it's like side-scrollers. Unless you're going to reinvent the side scroller like they did with the new Mario game, fuck them.
Yeah.
Which the new Mario game owns.
On the DS. Yeah. Have you played it?
But the new Mario game, like, reinvented side-scrollers and, like, really took it to another level. If you're going to use it, you know, a tradition like that that's kind of played out, then make it, take it to somewhere it hasn't been. Otherwise, don't. You know, use the best platform that happens.
Well, I mean, the whole open-ended thing, I mean, that's just really not that easy to program. I mean, they wouldn't have as nice graphics and stuff if it was, like, a bigger open-ended city. That's why I'm waiting for on the next generation system.
We'll see. If,
so yeah, I'm gonna give it. I am gonna give it one thumbs down for maybe the violence, the arbitrary, super arbitrary. Man.
Okay.
Every hip hop game's gotta have some kind of violent element to it.
Well, that's because those hip hop kids are all violent. Yeah. Why are they so violent?
Yeah,
why can't they be nice and listen to Barry Manilow?
Yeah, look at those Def Jam games.
Yeah. 10 wild card. Anything you want. Name it.
Since we've talked about him a couple of times, Perry Logan.
For view, yeah. Perry Logan. Wow.
That guy's crazy.
Well, gee, I didn't expect that coming.
But I like him, yeah.
He, you know, even calling like him crazy is like...
an undertone?
Yeah, it's like not even fair to the word crazy. It's like a whole other level.
There's like, there's crazy...
I would say he is maniacal.
Yeah, because honestly, I think he would kill Republicans.
Given the opportunity, like if he knew there was a button he could push and then Republican would die, he'd probably push it.
No,
over
not,
and over
not
and over
a button.
Again.
I mean, I think he would go like all the sniper scopes.
Took like a clock tower in Texas.
He does live in Texas, so.
Yeah.
And also,
doesn't he live in Austin?
Yeah. Okay. How about the crazy, huh?
And he could always do the old shoe bombs.
Shoe bombs. Yeah.
I want to do smart research about him.
I want to meet him. I want to make a pilgrimage to meet Perry Logan. Go to Waffle House with Perry Logan.
Ooh. I'd be afraid he'd stab me in my sleep.
Nah. He'd be nice.
How are you going to be in the position where he could stab you in your sleep?
I don't know. I think he's going to eventually...
Well, he's going to drug him first.
Oh, okay.
I think he's going to eventually take...
Shoot
place.
Him with a dart, which is laced with something.
I think...
Hi, I'm...
I think he's going to take the place of the boogeyman.
Perry Logan?
Instead of people... having to tell their children to
watch out. Stay tight and watch out. Perry Logan might be under your bed.
Yeah.
I think they would know if Perry Logan was under your bed.
Because he'd probably be down there going, Alex Jones is a Nazi turn!
I love that song.
I thought about like doing a like taking that remix.
I think it would lend itself.
I'm really seriously thinking about doing it.
You should do it, man. I think you'd do a good job with it.
I might do that this weekend.
You should do it on that one rock and roll song that you did. What was that called?
Music to Overthrow the Government by?
Yes. Yeah, and then you can rename it Music to Overthrow the Republicans by. Or Music to Kill Republicans by.
And then do the part where
and it's
say Kill Republicans.
Maybe he'll play it.
And what have you.
Hmm. Yeah, but that would require him deviating from his oh-so-classy show platform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his very, very vivid use of iMovie effects.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
that's like a catalog and a half.
This is why crazy liberals should not...
any
IMAX.
Type of technology?
Yeah, I used to promote the Macintosh heavily, but you know, thanks to Perry Logan, I'm starting to think it may not be a good idea.
Yeah, I'll give him like 3 thumbs up.
For being a fucking nut job!
Oh, for being entertaining, you know.
Yeah.
So, maybe like 1 thumbs down.
For being a fucking nut job!
For being crazy.
So, I'll give him 2 thumbs.
Yeah, I'll give you thumbs. Anyway, continue.
Or
you can give thumbs up.
I'm just kidding.
Give thumbs.
I'll give a thumb to Sunil from Pierce in a minute.
Right,
give him a thumb.
Thumbs up.
Give him a thumb.
I give him 2 for the balls to be so crazy and yet go on public TV anyway.
Okay.
Alright.
3.
It's whoops.
How about the Babakrafa?
Huh? The Babakrafa?
Yeah.
Are you just making this shit up?
No, the,
how about the Puka Duka Duka Kafrapa?
No,
the Puki Laka Pukura.
The Bob Books.
Waka Grafis.
The what?
The, Slack Books.
Oh, like the Bob.
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Ah, the Bob.
Oh, yeah. The Churches of Genius book.
Oh.
They're genius. but not quite genius.
The first time when I started reading that, it didn't make any sense to me at all. And then when I was done, it made perfect sense. Yeah. I've reread the whole book since then, and I understand it completely.
I've never read it all the way through. I was just kind of flipped through and just choose something.
You really should, because it's a life-changing experience. Literally. I mean, seriously. That's the beautiful thing about it is it kind of suits your level of involvement, you know?
Yeah.
I think like any joke, though, can be taken too far.
Is that one?
Yeah, oh, yeah, certainly. Real subgeniuses don't go to the Bibles and shit like that. I mean, maybe buy a CD every once in a while. Yeah. Maybe watch a tape, but don't actually, like, you know. If you're doing anything beyond that, you fucking lost it. It's not a joke anymore.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, because it's a really good joke, and you ruined it.
Bummer.
Yeah, that's just my opinion. Take it for what it's worth.
Yeah, I don't really care if somebody takes it too far. I mean,
really?
I think I like crazy people, and, you know,
if they're
going to be crazy about it, that's cool. So, like, if Perry Logan had been a subgenius instead of an ultra-liberal, that would have been interesting.
It'd all be about killing Republicans if Perry Logan invented it.
If he invented it, yes, that would have been something different. But I always liked the graphic design of the books.
Yes.
That always kind of... Yeah, I'll give them, three thumbs up. Yeah, I'll give them, like, two thumbs down, because they are heathens. So.
Okay.
Huh? Idea or something? Concept?
Is that the idea or concept? Okay, maybe. An idea or concept.
That idea would basically be this guy that's an artist and writes, and he's like, you know, he's just trying to get his stuff published, and gets to the point where he thinks about possibly killing himself.
Mm-hmm.
He also wants to be remembered.
Okay.
So what he ends up doing is he even thinks about how he could actually try to get where he's killed in a terrorist attack.
Uh-huh.
So what he ends up doing is browsing all these different Al-Qaeda websites and whatever, and attempts to learn Arabic so he can try to find what's happening, what isn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so that he can eventually get killed in a terrorist attack, and the whole time there's like a lot of different stupid stuff that happens to where either
there's all this story that happens.
Either where it falls through, the FBI catches him, or just he misses
it. Not the FBI, the FBI. They're a little bit different.
Oh well.
They're female bisexuals.
Anyway.
But basically what it would come down to is that it would just be where, like, a dark comedy where something would happen to where
Holden would be better off if the main character, like, tried to fake his death as opposed to actually getting killed.
Right.
Because that just seems like it wouldn't work as well. Well, faking your death off affords more opportunity to fuck up.
Are you going to develop this into a
script? Yeah, maybe.
You should. You sell it and, you know, make millions.
So what do you think of his idea? Five thumbs down.
Thumbs and okay.
maybe two thumbs up, I guess. It's coming along. It's maybe like three thumbs down. Because it's kind of dumb.
Oh, wow. Pierce brutality. Anyway,
sorry, man.
Could be worse.
Yeah, it could be five thumbs down.
Well, if it was an alien movie, you'd love it.
Aliens? Yeah, put some aliens in it, man.
No, nine is...
Oh, it's a British Royal.
Yes.
My favorite.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh. Crikey.
The crocodile hunter.
Was he ever knighted?
Oh, fuck, I'm dead!
Nah, he would have been eventually, I'm sure. Sir Crocodile.
What's about Prince?
I think the last time you were here, we did Prince Albert.
Prince.
Because you're obsessed with...
Prince.
Penis piercing or something. Prince, yeah.
Prince.
boring.
He liked purple a lot, didn't he?
Yeah. So, the Kevin Smith story is awesome.
Oh, that's brilliant, yeah.
Then there's, like, the butt cheek pants.
I don't remember the butt cheek pants.
You remember the ass pants?
I remember there's a movie with ass pants, but I can't remember what movie that was.
That's the movie you downloaded.
No. It was like an 80s comedy or something. And TV guy.
Howard Stern made fun of it one time.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are the odds of that? Howard Stern made fun of Prince. Stop the press.
Yeah, that is awkward. He converted to being a Jehovah's Witness a couple of years ago. Then he comes out with Black Sweat.
Oh, Prince. I thought you were
talking about... He's a Jehovah's Witness.
So,
not a Catholic for some reason.
I thought you were talking about... Yeah, Prince is awesome. Yeah. I don't really know that much about him, but... Most of what I know about him comes from Kevin Smith, actually, so... I'm not really that familiar with his music. I know all the, the more famous ones, but...
Yeah. The more I'm kind of the same way, too.
But whatever. Prince. He's got style, apparently.
I'm eating.
Club.
Yeah, these are good.
Club, I
think
I
may have some.
Butter herb.
Well. We're going to play Musicology by Prince. Aren't those good?
They are delicious.
Yes.
Heard about 40 now, just east of Harlem. Dougie gonna be there, but you got to call him. Even the soldiers need a break sometime. Listen to the groove, y'all. Let it unwind your mind. No intoxication, let's see what I see. Dancing hot and sweaty, right in front of me. Call it what you like, I'm a woman high beat. This is just another one of God's gifts, musicology. Got to keep the party moving, like I told you. Keep the old school joint, for the true funk soldiers. Musicology.
Musicology, for the true funk soldier, good dog.
was Musicology by Prince. Good song. Mm-hmm. Funky song.
Yeah,
kind of that album, the whole album was like a retro, intentional, like, you know, going back to the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, and so forth, all the way through the 60s, but not really doing anything modern.
Yeah.
That's a really good album, too. I've got the whole thing. I dig it. So first Prince album I actually liked pretty much from beginning to end.
Hmm.
I'm not much of a Prince fan. Sorry.
Yeah, whatever, you know, Prince.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's probably your favorite British royal, though, right?
Yes, yes. He's certainly my favorite British royal.
So.
Yeah,
You know, like three thumbs up.
Any thumbs down? He had to put the ass back in his pants.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
He's probably old now, like 70 or something.
Yeah, and I don't think Jehovah would be pleased with buttocks hanging out.
I'll give him one thumbs down for not really whatever.
No.
For not.
Not being a slave.
Don't expound anymore. I want you to be as vague as possible.
For not being on my hard drive enough.
Okay. Again, with the I'm going to bash the artist for faults of my own. Anyway, you're just doing it on purpose now.
Pretty
to
much.
Irritate me, aren't you? Okay, well.
Let's talk about politics.
We had a conversation with my parents. And it kind of pissed me off. And then I woke up the next day.
And it was all a dream.
No. And I was listening to the radio, right? The guy on the radio was reading a letter that about some of those stay the course, yada, yada, yada type people, right? They kept talking about the enemy this, the enemy that. And I sat there and listened to it going.
Was you remember which day this is?
Maybe it was Saturday. I don't know.
I think it was Saturday. Because that was Art Bell.
Really?
That letter.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because it would have been. Because you wake up at 5 and.
So you heard what I was talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I heard that.
And one. I was like, I woke up, I sat there, I was like, you know what? I don't know who the fuck the enemy is. I don't think anybody does.
Yeah, I was disappointed with that letter. Because really the big deal with what he was saying was comparing the war on terrorism to World War II.
Yeah.
And I don't buy that.
Yeah. But I mean, that's what the thought that hit me is, I don't think George Bush could tell you who the enemy was. We're at war. But nobody yeah, knows who we're at yeah. war with.
Well, it's like the war on drugs all over.
Yeah, but the difference being that the war on drugs, you had an idea of, you know, who you were fighting for the most part.
I think in terrorism you have a better idea. I mean,
well, with airport security,
the war on drugs, you have this very vague idea of like we're fighting drugs. Like,
well,
what does that mean?
Let's just take the stance of the airport security. Anyone that's tan. And has dark curly hair and appears to be of Arab descent. They're the enemy.
You're saying they should do that? Because they don't really do that now.
Actually, they restarted doing that again.
Like profiling?
Yes. They said it on Fox News that after the whole liquid bomb thing, which.
I don't really have a problem profiling if they do accurate profiling.
But
you know,
if
they're going to target Arab men, then you target Arab men between the ages of 20 and 40. That's a profile. Saying you're Arab. 80-year-old, you know, grandmother of 6, Arab woman, is not carrying a bomb with her, okay? You know, I'm not offended when people profile serial killers as a white male between the age of 20 and 40. I don't think most people are offended by that because you're not saying all white people or all men or anything. You're saying this specific, very narrow section of society does happen to be where most commonly, statistically, these types of people come out of. I wouldn't have a problem if they were saying male, 20, 40,
They'll just go around that then.
Why?
It would be because
it'd be ineffective. What's the point?
The whole point
of the profile is to catch people, right?
So yeah, but if the terrorists know what the profile is, then they'll just recruit somebody that doesn't fit the profile.
You think?
They'll fit. Well, the last time a plane was bombed was bombed by women. Arab women.
Really?
In Russia, remember we just talked about that the week before?
I vaguely remember. You, every time you mention this day in history, you mention an airplane crash, I tune you out at that point. Because it's gotten to be like, wow, airplane crashes, how boring.
But
I'm sorry, you've made airplane crashes mundane and a daily thing, so they're not interesting anymore.
Yeah. Well,
and they're all the same.
No, they're not.
Well, a plane hit the ground.
Oh, the last one was the same. We did the Russian bombings of two planes at the same time.
And you mentioned about them being women.
No, I think I did.
Maybe I don't
know. Sure.
But what's the thing that I don't like about it at all is that people that are not really of that descent are being brought into that demographic of people.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's an excuse to be racist.
Yeah, because
what I'm talking about is not racist. What I'm talking about is sensible.
Because I have friends that are, I mean, I pick with my friend Amir, because he's
Oh yeah.
He's
no one knows what he is.
Yeah, he's actually a Puerto Rican, but he has the very dark olive like skin color. And one time he made the mistake of wearing camouflage, and we all started calling him Fidel because he had a little beard growing in.
And I was like, he's got the Puerto Rican flag tattooed on his forearm. I don't know what else he needs to do aside from have a big neon sign fall up everywhere that says Puerto Rican. Well, but
Puerto Rican flag's hard to tell apart from the Cuban flag, though.
Is it really?
Yeah. I was going to.
Maybe he is Cuban.
I can never keep him.
He's out to destroy us! To the escape pod!
And I know all the spawn. Flags.
With the racial profiling, it's nothing that's ever been anything good or anything really constructive with any type of airport security other than that. It's just, oh, he looks like a terrorist, so he just might be. Let's pull cavity search. Let's level up and prep the buckle.
I think the airport security should be left up to the individual airlines, and they can decide to set their own level of security.
Or they could just have wrong.
If you have an airline that decides we don't want to have any airline security, so be it. And, you know, you'll know that. And if you want to fly that airline, then go ahead. If you got an airline that doesn't let any Arabs fly, then so be it. You know, people are going to know about that airline, and they'll probably fail.
Yeah, but now you're getting libertarian.
Yeah, I know.
You know, that whole free enterprise thing that we seem to be so uncompromisingly proud of in this society, but we will never, ever implement.
Yeah.
Because it's free enterprise as long as the government's involved.
And the government sucks.
Yeah, and as long as you don't let any of those immigrants in
come over and steal our IT jobs.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that would be free enterprise.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
So then also, I had this really alarming discussion with my dad, my mom too, but my dad more so, where I was like, he was trying to convince me, and his point was that it comes down, he said this, it comes down to the decision of, would you rather be dead or in jail? He says he would rather choose jail. Choices? Well, when you come to the extremes of the two ideas, about forking over rights and freedoms to preserve security.
So he thinks he
thinks the terrorists are going to kill him, and I'm saying, you know, if we fork over rights and freedoms, we'll be jailed. And so
right.
He boiled it down to which would you know. It's, and I think he's to a certain extent he's right. But now, I agree with you. I did say, look, if you run the statistics, you're more likely to be killed by an auto wreck than you are ever even exposed.
Maybe lightning.
Considering
unless you're living in Baghdad.
And
moving to Baghdad.
If the odds are greater that you're going to get killed by an auto wreck. You don't hear people run around saying, we should remove cars from the road, pull all vehicles off the road.
I think a better analogy would be something like heart disease, because you could declare a war on heart disease if you wanted to. I mean, if you had the gumption to really go at it at the level that we're – I mean, we're spending like $380 billion on military. I mean, seriously, if you took all that money, just 1 year's worth, and threw it into heart disease, the war on heart disease or whatever, you know, you could probably save – literally millions of lives, whereas we're spending all this money to save how many lives? I don't know.
None, really. I mean, we're killing people left and right. We're killing our own people.
Yeah, we're
left
definitely
and
not
right.
saving any lives. I mean, we might be. I mean, we might be preventing a terrorist attack. I mean, is one terrorist attack a year that bad though, or something? You know.
It's much more traumatic than
well, I mean, like,
heart
I mean,
disease.
9/11 was pretty horrible and all like that. I mean, like, I think 2,000 people died.
That was really – you realize how you – I mean, you could have said that so much better. 9/11 was very terrible.
Yeah.
Just the way you said it was so nonchalant and almost sarcastic. 9/11 was horrible and all. But,
well, I meant it that way. I mean, because in perspective, 2,000 people isn't –
as
you know,
many people
huge.
As probably
it's,
die a
it's
year
a blip.
Of heart disease.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. But at the same time, heart disease has other factors that lead up to it. I mean, most of the people who die of heart disease in this country have made decisions that led up to the heart disease.
Yeah.
Whereas the people who died in 9/11 didn't like, okay, here's your ticket. Do you want the terrorist flight or the non-terrorist flight? You know, I mean, you know.
Well, yeah. There's always going to be an element.
I mean, I hate to joke about the type of thing, but I mean.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah. I mean, there's always going to be just random weird things that could be preventable, and terrorism is one of them. And, you know, car accidents is like that too, you know.
9/11 was completely preventable.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, with all the warnings that was given.
Yeah, but you have to, this is the thing you have to keep in mind, and I'm going to sound like a Republican here for a second, but it's true. We get thousands of warnings. We can't, A, we can't possibly act on all of them. B, we don't know how many of them are legit and not. You know, we get chatter that says that, you know, somewhere Bob is going to poison the reservoir, and he never does. But do you act on that? You know, I mean,
yeah.
And at the same time, and I have to side with Mr. Pierce here on this, you know, that kind of edges into thought crime to a certain extent too, you know. I mean, what if the guy is just, you know, what if you got someone who is playing a role-playing game which involves blowing up buildings? They start doing research on that. Do we say, hey, that guy might blow up a building, you know, just because he's doing research on it for part of a game he's playing?
Well, is he an Arab?
If he's an Arab, uh-oh. Ooh, boy, if he's an Arab, and a Muslim, oh, shit, you know.
Well, I think there's a difference between someone doing research and
but these are the types of things that people get flagged for.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things they're talking about is they, I'm pretty sure they already do, is monster web books people check out.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to play If These Walls Could Talk by Dead Celebrity Status, which is kind of a hip-hop punk band. Check it out.
My sadness, my raging madness, or that stack of porno magazines underneath my mattress. Can they hear my breathing or my footsteps leaving, sneaking out my window cause I'm tired of my parents screaming louder than Metallica playing with a symphony, louder than crowds in the 80s screaming for Tiffany. I feel secluded, my thoughts feel polluted, so I escape through music cause I think it's therapeutic. And this whole world can hate or love me or think I'm ugly cause I like my friends. These walls won't judge me, these walls won't betray me, these walls are like my safety. But sometimes I feel like these walls drive me crazy. They enslave me and chase me by myself. Cause if these walls see everything, why the fuck don't they help? If these walls could talk, they'd say that I was so damn lonely. It feels like no one knows me. These walls keep closing on me. If these walls could talk, they'd say that I was so damn lonely. It feels like no one knows me. These walls keep closing on me. My Leviathan, my cage, my lion's den. I'm feeling trapped, strapped to this bed that I'm lying in. I can't escape it, so I grab hold of my blanket, counting the cracks on the ceiling for my own entertainment. And this boredom feels like post-mortem. Shit, I'd rather have my pumpkin smashed by Billy Corgan. Cause these walls watch me fall asleep then wake up. They see my first kiss, they've seen my parents break up. They've seen how I like to make sure my door stays shut. Cause I like my privacy, without it, the inside of me would fall to pieces. Like clothes with a bad seamstress. These walls are my diary, my notepad, my Jesus. A change of scenery is really all I need. Cause these walls are closing in and it's hard for me to breathe. It's hard for me to leave, but not hard for me to fall. I just don't wanna become another brick in the wall. If these walls could talk, they'd say that I was so damn lonely. It feels like no one knows me. These walls keep closing on me. If these walls could talk, they'd say that I was so damn lonely. It feels like no one knows me. These walls keep closing on me. Changing. I try to run, but these walls got me caged in. Is it real or just my imagination? Back
and forth, forth and back, I keep pacing. I stay the same while this world keeps changing. I try to run, but these walls got me caged in. Is it real or just my imagination? If these walls could talk, they'd say that I was so damn lonely. It feels like no one knows me. These walls keep closing on me. If these walls could talk, they'd say that I was so damn lonely. It feels like no one knows me. These walls keep closing on me. If these walls could talk, they'd say that
Thank you, caller. I wanted to talk about this. Wow, sex with a mule. We left off at Republican sex with a mule. Republican sex with a mule. Let's say it all together.
Republican sex with a mule. Oh, yeah. Republican sex with a mule. Oh, yeah. Republican sex with a mule. Oh, yeah.
We're not even past page one of the allegations. Degenerates are ruling a country would be the subtext here. We have to destroy the Republican Party and get the degenerates. Wow. Oh, yeah, Timothy McVeigh was a Republican. He was a Republican voter. Timothy McVeigh, who bombed Oklahoma City, that's another Republican. Well, at least it didn't involve sex with mules, right? At least it didn't involve sex with mules. It only involved mass murder. Okay, degenerates. Degenerates. Mass murder. We gotta calm down, or this show will be 18 hours long. Republican Congressman, here we go again. Republican Congressman Donald Buzz Lukens, was found guilty of having sex with a female minor. Dear female minor, and sentenced to 1 month in jail. Thank you, caller. I wanted to talk about this. Wow, sex with a mule.
Wow.
Oh, Terry Logan.
Republican sex with a mule.
He should put out an album of techno music.
Yeah, we could maybe do that.
Help him out with that.
Yeah. He's been posting a lot more on YouTube, so.
Excellent. I can hardly wait to see what comes next. Yeah. Terry Logan.
I don't know what's wrong with having sex with minors, though.
Get the pickaxe and put it down, you know, take the lamp off, you know, clean some of the dust off their face, and they might actually be attractive.
Yeah, then they might like your pickaxe.
Actually, I was talking about underage girls. But...
It's okay in Russia.
Oh, shit.
Wow. You're gonna sex with me?
You know, watching it, I had it blown up on my screen, it got really pixelated, and... You know, the books seemed like they were still pretty much in focus, and he got really pixelated, and that made me actually oddly comforted, because he took on this kind of synthetic quality like it wasn't real.
The Matrix.
Yeah, like he doesn't actually exist, and that was kind of nice to know, you know, for a moment I had this...
He's like a Max Headroom kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is kind of like a Max Headroom.
He is, yeah. He's like the real Max Headroom. The crazy Max Headroom.
So, we're going to play They Might Be Giants. This is a short song, but it kind of feels proper following up here. And so this is I'm Sick by They Might Be Giants. Enjoy.
Screw kid, I got nothing to say. Quit bugging me, go away. High time you realize I didn't come here to socialize. I'm sick, sick of this American life. And I've learned the value of human sacrifice. I like staring at two glass eyes. Keep them stuffed, museum style. Got alarms set all around. In case they move around, I'm sick, sick of this American life. And I've learned about human sacrifice.
Hey, hey, They Might Be Giants with I'm Sick.
Yeah.
Oddly apropos. Well,
this week's game.
This is something I've been writing. I'm just going to write more of these, and it's kind of a work in progress. These are very famous films, and I've synopsized the movie, little capsules like we do with movie reviews. But I've kind of written it in a way that's very deceptive. I'm going to read these to you, and you guys are going to tell me what the movie is. Okay. A young boy's quest for a rifle leads him to a crazed series
Christmas
of
story.
Hallucinations of him gunning down criminals.
I think you should finish the clue first, yeah. Like on Jeopardy.
So should I say, what is Christmas Story, Trebek?
Okay.
Well, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
The elder of a tribe is threatened by the presence of a man from the future, and both end up in a perilous fight for survival to return to their god and homeland.
Back to the Future?
Terminator? God and homeland?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, different people have different interpretations of what a god
Is it, Star Trek 4?
No, it's Toy Story.
Ah!
1 point for me!
I got two because I got the first one right. I'm going to own you, Miss Pierce.
Shut up, man.
Okay. It's a name like Mildred anyway.
After a savage hunter attempts to kill her, a young girl is held captive by several mining personnel, only to be placed in a coma by a traveling salesperson.
Snow White.
Good job. Are you even in this game? Okay. A cross-dressing man despondent from losing his job disrupts the relationship... What?
Tootsie.
A cross-dressing man despondent from losing...
Doubtfire.
I already said it first, whore.
Did he? I didn't hear him. Oh, wow.
But I said it louder.
Maybe you guys should wait till I'm done.
Oh, okay.
Nah.
Okay.
I don't think that's going to work.
Several war buddies gather to reminisce of their times together and travel to distant countries and play rousing games.
The Deer Hunter.
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah. A wealthy man juggles to keep his family together... and maintain a thriving business while caring for his aging father.
I have no idea.
You're going to smack yourself when I tell you what it is. Okay, too late. It's The Godfather.
Yeah.
Moving on. Ben and several friends gather a party at a farmhouse when several unexpected guests arrive. Mayhem ensues.
I don't know this one.
Yeah.
Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A man obsessed with puzzles gathers a band of several misfits to play rousing games and celebration of life.
Saul.
Yes. Man, you are getting bombed on this, dude.
Isn't he always in the games we play against each other?
No.
I mean,
This one is hard.
Hey,
so
I did
hard.
Beat him in Rapper versus Wrestler, though.
He's one of the last two, actually. A ruthless bounty hunter disrupts an interracial love affair and a traveling band of societal rejects seeking a new home in an abandoned hostel while searching for fame and fortune out west.
The Muppets movie. That's all I leaned into it.
A hard-boiled sheriff in the Old West copes with outlaws, bandits, and the power-hungry businessmen while struggling to gain respectability in the midst of 19th century racism.
Blazing Saddles.
Yes.
Yeah. Rubbish.
A tired soldier. What, you don't like Blazing Saddles? Come on, the bean scene. Anyway, a tired soldier finds inner strength and inspiration with the whimsical general hidden in the jungle and surrounded by a faithful. Yes.
Whimsical general.
A wealthy sophisticate reflects on his storied life, and in particular, his first love, known only by a cute nickname.
Citizen Kane.
Yes. Several children become entangled with the murder of an FBI agent, a hidden cache of stolen gold.
Goonies.
Oh, you slut. I forgot that one.
To continue, a hidden cache of stolen gold, a counterfeiting scheme, and a family of criminals, including a hideously mutated man. Okay, next. In the midst of a natural disaster, a young refugee girl accidentally kills a woman in a strange town far from home. She enlists the help of several male companions and travels to a fearful shaman.
Wizard of Oz.
Yes. Whoa. Todd, you're getting caught up here. Continues. She enlists the help of several male companions and travels to a fearful shaman who advises her to murder the dead woman's sister as part of her quest to return home. Okay. Several teens camp it up in a small backwoods town with the help of an eccentric family of oddballs and their son who wears a goofy
Texas
mask.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes.
I need one of those for me, but...
Bruce likes to dress up in costume and dart around the city, meeting offbeat characters and romancing a photographer by night.
Batman.
Yes.
Should have left out Bruce.
I thought about it, but, you know, it needs some hints. Several children are menaced repeatedly by a large dinosaur chasing them through a strange land.
Jurassic Park?
No.
Well, that is.
No, not a single, not a single dinosaur. Listen to the description. Several
it doesn't preclude other dinosaurs from being in the story. It just, there was the one T-Rex.
Yeah, well.
Land Before Time?
Nope. Barney and Friends the Movie. Todd wins by 1 point.
You slay with the rapper,
mostly. Pretty close.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so we're going to play another song.
Let's play a Beatles song. I was thinking Obla-Di-La-Da, because the neighbors were playing a bass line. It reminded me of Obla-Di-La-Da.
So, okay. Well, here's Obla-Di-Obla-Da.
But I want to play, there's an alternate version of it. I like this version better than the original.
Maybe I'll like it better than the original.
Yeah, maybe.
It's Obla-Di-Obla-Da by the Beatles. Alternate take.
the guest spot.
Mr. Crowley.
I know this guy. On top of the fact that he has a hoverboard and was trained by a man who can throw fireballs just like in Street Fighter. For those of you who don't know, I've been in martial arts for 18 years and I've never seen a fucking fireball come out of anything except my friend Chad's ass when he had a lighter. He had a hoverboard that was always at his grandma's house in New York, and his teacher could throw fireballs, who was in Arizona.
In the back cave.
He never back cave. But he figured out time travel. He just had to get the math done. But he had to figure it out.
That was like 2 years ago.
It was right about the same time that I made you prove yourself wrong and you got pissed at me. We're talking about, no, you can't do that. You gotta take it this way. Alright, you're right. Remember that?
Yeah.
But one time I really stuck it to you. Like a fucking porn star with a first timer.
But I mean, you know.
It's like,
I want it.
You should tell that story.
Dude, the thing that's killer is I don't even remember what we were talking about. Yeah. I remember setting him up for it, though.
It's just, I mean, you know, I admit that I'm wrong.
Yeah, but it was funny because, like, you ended up arguing with my point, and I was in there grinning, and you went, you can't do that. You gotta take it to you. You're right. And I went, God, you motherfucker. I'm like, I'm manipulating you.
Back to the story.
Yeah, the time traveler. Yeah.
There's nothing really to tell. I mean, those are things you said, like, okay, I went to jail, and this guy started fucking me. So I poked him in his arm, and his arm stopped moving. The guy was like, undo my arm, I'm gonna kick your ass. I left like that for 3 days, and then I went back and fixed it. I've been in martial arts for 18 years. The only deadening I can do is if I knock a fucker out, and it's his whole body. His whole body, not one part. His whole fucking body, and only for a little bit.
What about when I was telling about how I was downtown, like, taking photos, and you guys said, well, yeah, no one would mess with you because you're a big guy. And I was like, I never really thought about it that way. And then he says, you remember this? You remember this? Oh, you were there. He says, oh, well, I was downtown one day, I had my trench coat on, this guy came up to me, and he was like, hey, he had a gun or something, so give me your wallet, and I pulled out my katana.
Pulled out my katana, said, take it. Yes, I do remember that. That was a game that we played for a while. It was great, because we used to Google a lot, like me, him, and several other people.
Yeah, but he was full of shit.
Yeah, oh, dude, he was so full of shit. He'd be like, yes, I want to duel. It's like, well, dude, what you got? And he'd pull out, like, a fucking $20 aluminum katana. And I'm like, dude, I'm going to fucking destroy that shit. You understand that? No, dude, I'm good. Well, take off your rollerblades, then, and I'll duel you. I'm serious, dude. He wanted to fight me on his rollerblades. I was like, fucking crazy, dude. Take that shit off.
That should have been Kill Bill.
The rollerblades?
Yeah.
Like a roller derby.
Oh, Mr. Crowley. Yeah. He's a pathological liar.
Obviously.
Yeah. In case you didn't pick up on it. We never really said it, but yeah, I'm just going to say it, so it's really obvious. He was a pathological liar. You know, pathological liars, say what you will, they are entertaining in their own way. I think, you ever wonder if maybe they're, like, consciously aware, like, that is, you know, like I don't... Because that seems like it could be harnessed. Yeah, like, it seemed like it could be harnessed. You know what I mean?
It's kind of inbred.
Inbred?
Yeah, kind of inbred in your personality.
Ingrained?
Yeah, that word. Oh, Jeremy isn't.
Oh, ever. Boy, yes. Okay, so...
What's that I'm going to call it, though?
We're gonna do something a little different here. This is a new segment we're adding.
Hip-hop history.
We talked about the LL Cool J, Kool Moe Dee rivalry. Mm. A lot of it is stuff like that. So I thought I'd talk about another rivalry that's not quite as known, and that is the KRS-One MC Shan rivalry. It's actually not just KRS-One MC Shan. It started with a song by MC Shan, which I'll play. I'm going to play little snippets of some of these. This was the first song that kind of brought the whole thing out. There's this long-going rivalry between the Bronx and Queensbridge, both claiming to be the birthplace of hip-hop, which I think is interesting because, honestly, both are. All of New York City is kind of the birthplace of hip-hop. It goes back to the 20s, so you can't really say that, like, you know, in the 1980s, 1970s, that this part of New York, you know, did.
You love to hear the story again and again of how it all got started way back when. The monument is right in your face. Sit and listen for a while to the name of the place. The Bridge.
Now that single part of that song caused Boogie Down Production Crew, KRS-One, D-Nice, Miss Melody, all of them, to basically diss them, saying, no, hip-hop didn't start in Queensbridge. It started in the Bronx. And so Boogie Down Productions responded with the South Bronx.
I have a style when I choose it. Party people in the place to be. KRS-One attack. You got dropped off MCA because the rhymes you wrote was whack. So you think that hip-hop had its start out in Queensbridge? If you pop that junk up in the Bronx, you might not live, cause you're in
South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, South Bronx, the South, South Bronx.
You notice the elements there where they're taking each other's songs and kind of twisting them around. You know, the South Bronx, South, instead of the Queens Bridge, the Queen, you know, talking about. And they rewrite each other's lyrics and stuff like that. This one did not end with any gunfire, as far as I know, as far as, like, there is a death involved, but it had nothing to do with the rivalry. Later on, MC Shan responded with Kill That Noise, which I do not have. And then KRS-One responded to that with The Bridge Is Over. Now, that's the last, like, real kind of KRS-One MC Shan song of the whole series.
And dick for the favor that you say. Mr. Magic Mike wish to come and try to save you. But instead of helping you out, he wants the same thing I gave you. I finally figured out a magic mouth is used for sucking. Roxanne Shantay is only good for steady fucking. MC Shan and Molly Mall is really only bluffing. Like Dougie Fresh said, I tell you now, you ain't nothing. Compared to Red Alert on Kiss and Boogie Down Productions.
You get kind of an idea about, you know, the types of things they were slinging back and forth. It was a very real serious, and they would often do shows together, and fights would break out and shit like that. Poet and Noel Rockwell actually put out a song not only bashing KRS-One, but really railing into Miss Melanie, who was his wife, also an MC, but, you know, she was his wife, and they, you know, he kind of responded. He did have a response song to that, but it wasn't like the MC Shan Marley Mall thing. It culminated, after it was all said and done, interesting enough, KRS-One, who was really against, like, he was always like, I'll never do commercial, actually started doing commercials. And he did a commercial for Sprite with MC Shan, where they battled each other inside, like, a boxing ring. They did songs like MC Light was down with KRS-One. So she was a part of the Boogie Down Productions, but she was always battling Roxanne Shantay. But she would do songs like Roxanne Shantay is only good for steady fucking. I mean, you know, MC Light, you know, one of the big, like, ultra uber feminist, you know, female MCs and stuff like that. Borough hatred, like, you know, the different boroughs, it still exists to this day pretty much in New York rap scene, where, you know, you don't so much hear that outside there. You don't hear, like, a lot of West Coast rappers, they might big up what part of the West Coast they're from, but they don't say, like, yeah, you know, the Bay Area is better than this. I mean, there's a little bit of it, but it's not as extensive as the boroughs in New York City were, which is kind of the mecca of hip-hop. So, you know, that's kind of a weird element to it. Back then, before the whole East Coast, West Coast thing, we're talking back in, like, 85, 84, something like that. This was, like, those borough rivalries were very real. And fights would pop off, where people from the Bronx versus people from, you know, Queensbridge versus people from Brooklyn. Both MCs are pretty much still around and still pretty well respected, especially KRS-One. KRS-One was probably the winner. Why don't we listen to, even though we played a little bit of it already, just as a sample, why don't we leave out with KRS-One, Boogie Down Productions, South Park.
Yo, what's up, Blastmaster KRS-One? This jam is kicking. Word. Yo, what up, D-Nice?
Yo, what's up, Scott LaRock?
Yo, man, we chilling. This Funky Fresh Jam. I want to tell you a little something about us. We're the Boogie Down Production crew. And due to the fact that no one outside there knew what time it was, we have to tell you a little story about where we come from.
South Bronx, the South, South Bronx. South Bronx, the South, South Bronx. South Bronx, the South, South Bronx. South Bronx, the South, South Bronx.
Many people tell me this style is terrific. It is kind of different, but let's get specific. KRS-One specialized in music. I'll only use this type of style when I choose it. Party people in the place to be. KRS-One attack. You got dropped off MCA cause the rhymes you wrote was whack. So you think that hip-hop had its start out in Queensbridge? If you pop that junk up in the Bronx, you might not live, cause you're in
South Bronx, the South, South Bronx. 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 South Bronx, the South, South Bronx.
I came with Scott LaRock to express one thing. I am a teacher and others are kings. If that's a title they earn, well, it's well deserved. But without a crown, see, I still burn. You settle for a pebble, not a stone like a rebel. PRS-1 is the holder of a boulder, money folder. You want a fresh style, let me show you. Now way back in the days when hip-hop began, with Coca La Rock, Kool Herc, and Dem Dam, these boys ran to the latest jam, but when it got shot up, they went home and said, damn, it's got to be a better way to hear our music every day. People was getting blown away, but coming outside anyway. They tried again outside and Cedar Park. Power from a streetlight made the place dark. But yo, they didn't care, they turned it out. I know a few understand what I'm talking about. Remember, Bronx River, rolling thick, with cool DJ Red Alert and Chuck Chill Out on the mix. When Africa Islam was rocking the jams, and on the other side of town was a kid named Flash. Patterson and Millbrook Projects, Casanova all over, you couldn't stop it. The Nine Lives crew, the Cypress boys, the real rock steady taking out these toys. As odd as it looked, as Wallace had seen, I didn't hear a peep from a place called Queens. It was 76 to 1980, the dregs in Brooklyn was crazy. You couldn't bring out your set with no hip hop, because the pistols would go. So why don't you wise up, show off the people in the place that you are whack? Instead of trying to take out LL, you need to take your homeboys off the crack. Cause if you don't, well then nerds will become shot. And that would leave the job up to my own Scott LaRock. And he's from
South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, South Bronx, the South, South Bronx.
South Bronx.
Cool.
The South, South Bronx.
Or the North Bronx. Who's representing the North Bronx?
Or the West
Bronx. So it's not the South Bronx. It's the South part of the South Bronx.
The South, South Bronx?
Yeah.
Kind of like South.
Just say Biatch again for me.
Biatch. Biatch.
Do that in none of our Cajun customers.
Say Biatch for me.
Biatch.
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 I just think it'd be great to hear some of the people that call in say it. Biatch.
All right, Biatch. Fix my computer.
Tech call of the week.
These aren't me personally or him personally having taken. We've been talking online with some people who also work in tech support. Basically, there's this guy, he works for Belkin, I think, he said, which is a router company. And he was talking about a customer said that their cat ate his wireless cable.
Mm-hmm. You were talking about like the Ethernet cable or something?
You know, he didn't really go into details, but he said he was pretty sure the guy meant his wireless cable. Like, it was gone. The cat must have eaten it. There's no cable there.
Oh.
One of the people from Belkin also said that they got a call where a woman said, I went out and bought my router, and I can't get online.
Oh, God.
She had no computer, no internet service, just a router. There was another one. They said he said, "Okay, I'd like you to close all windows." Here's to put the phone down. Here's a little shuffling around. He's like, "Okay, I closed all the windows of my house. Now what?" I got one. It's for cable.
Oh my gosh, this is so awesome. I remember this.
This was a supervisor call. Woman called up and she wants to cancel service for her mom's account. Now we do this account. Most places verify account information if they're being, you know, businessly ethical.
Right.
She couldn't verify any of the account info. She couldn't verify the social security number. She couldn't verify the account number. Couldn't verify anything on the account other than the name. It's her mom. Well, I pay the bills. Name's not on the account. Nothing. No connection with her and this person. And the name's not even the same.
Didn't she have power of attorney?
And she wanted to cancel this woman's service. And I'm like, "No, ma'am, I can't do that. I cannot do that for you. I can't do it without you verifying information." And then she gets, "I want to speak to your supervisor." Like, my supervisor would go, "Oh, you can't verify the information? Sure, I'll cancel that for you." You know, no. Customers are idiots when they think they speak to a supervisor. They're getting anything other than what they've already gotten. I'll just tell you that right now, because at least where I work, there's nothing the supervisors can do that I can't do. And the supervisors will tell you. Tell them. You know, hey, we say, "Look, my supervisor is going to tell you the exact same thing. I want to hear it from them." And then they do. Anyway, that's not the funny part. The funny part is why she called.
Yes.
She and her mom had both lived in New Orleans during Hurricane – or maybe not New Orleans, but it was Louisiana during Hurricane Katrina. And her mom was apparently getting HBO and a digital box. She wanted to cancel the HBO and the digital box because HBO, on the anniversary of Katrina, is running this documentary, this two-hour or whatever documentary about Hurricane Katrina. And her mom would see that, have a heart attack, die, and she would sue us because HBO ran a show that she didn't have the option to turn off. You know, it was going to be – she's going to be held at gunpoint, forced to watch the show. And then, as a result of watching the show, she's going to have a heart attack and die. Mm-hmm. That was guaranteed. There was no way of talking her out of it.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
And now she's dead.
Yeah. Poor woman.
Yeah.
They were talking today about this couple.
Oh, yeah, that's
this couple
great.
Where the father, they said they called. They did this for like a week and a half, where the father call up and be like, "Yeah, I want to order a movie. It's on channel 807. And all the 800 channels are all the, like, Spice, Playboy, right, stuff like that. Channel 807, it starts at 10:30. And, you know, I want to pay for it now, credit card, so it's not on my bill, which is going to be on the bill anyway. Blah, 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 you know. And I got to keep my voice down because I want my wife to hear me." And so he's ordering a porn film. Then the wife would call up the next day and be like, "I want pay-per-view disabled on our account," so we disable it. He calls up the next day. "Yeah, I want to order a porn film, and you guys disabled it. Can you turn the disabling on?" This went on for a week and a half before we finally locked the account. Uh-huh. And no more changes. Work it out. So, yeah, stuff like that happens.
LOF?
What do you think of evolution?
I don't necessarily agree with the whole drastic change. I do believe in adaptation.
Well, doesn't it just look drastic maybe over, like, several generations?
I can see where there could be changes, but to the extent of which most people see it as, I don't believe it.
I used to be really hard-lined that, you know, evolution was not true, and now I've kind of changed it because I started realizing when I was really examining it. My problem was I was being very dogmatic.
Yeah.
I said, you know, evolution is not true because the Bible says so. But then I started literally looking at the Bible. There's nothing in the Bible that says that evolution isn't true. And there's nothing inherently in evolution that says that the Bible isn't true. It's just all in how you look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I consider myself a creationist and an evolutionist. I believe that God did create the world. I don't think he did it in seven literal days. But I think he created everything, and I think mankind evolved. And I think it was all God's will. And I think that's much more beautiful and eloquent than, you know, and much more realistic.
Yeah, it's such a complex, and the system works so perfectly, you know.
I think the big stumbling block people have is they could probably accept all evolution except for monkey to man.
Yeah.
I think that's the one they have a problem with because it's, you know, God made man in his image. Which, when you come right down to it, and this is the problem I have, and I'm going to get kind of crass here, but it has to be said crass in order to have any meaning to it. Are you insinuating to me that God has a penis and testicles and he goes to the bathroom and shits and pisses? Do people actually believe that? Or do you think maybe by comparison that God has this intellect and spirituality and this presence of what one might call a soul that would be what we talked about when we say in his image? Because I don't think God goes to the bathroom, okay? But we do. And I don't think in his image means physicality. I think it means spirituality. And I think when people miss that, they miss the entire meaning of the depth and importance of that statement.
Well, my thing is, with everything, there hasn't been any real showing of any type of full skeletal structures going from the drawn-out ideal from what all of them are called from that until now, put in a categorized order.
You're talking about, like, from the beginning?
Yeah.
Like, from, like, the one cell all the way up to what we have now?
Not the one cell, but from the monkey to me.
Well, there's definitely been plenty of intermediary steps that, I mean, we have hundreds of skeletons stuff in between. I mean, there's always going to be gaps, though, unless you have every single
and also there's been,
generation.
And also there's no fact where it's been some that's just been created to.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's been hoaxes, but there's going to be hoaxes in everything. I mean, that doesn't throw out the whole.
Yeah, but at the same time, there have been religious hoaxes. I don't hear people throwing out the entire Bible based on the religious hoaxes that Christians have perpetrated. I mean, how many televangelists have gone on TV and said, God's going to destroy the earth tomorrow? Oops, I was wrong.
I mean, if you go back to, like, Constantine, who established Christianity as the religion in Rome, he sent his mother off to Jerusalem, and what did you know what she came back with? The true cross. She found the true cross, and she brought it back to Constantinople, and they set it up in the middle of Constantinople, and they measured all the mile markers to that true cross. Do you really think after 300 years the true cross was lying around for Constantine's mother to find around? Or,
no, but I do think.
Or
is this
the Christian version of the Piltdown Man?
I'll give you a better comparison though. I think of Copernicus,
mm-hmm.
and you know exactly where I'm going with this.
Oh yeah.
You know, all the people were controversial with their. You know, scientific findings about, you know, well, the universe is not centered around the Earth and, you know, the Earth actually moves, it rotates around the sun. And those at the time, the scientific establishment as a whole, was really controversial about that because they were heavily controlled by the church too. And they were like, no, that's not true because God, you know, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't say in the Bible that the Earth is the center of the universe. Where'd they get that?
Well, no.
They said more on technology.
Well, what I was going to say is that more people are scared of new ideas and scared of the possibility that everything that they may know is not necessarily the way that's interpreted, much less the way that it is transcended and passed down from one generation to the other. They're afraid of new ideas and afraid of new directions. And that's the truth, because...
Neo-Pharisees, as you call
them. I mean, because Christianity is not what it should be. It's not, because it's completely mutated to more or less being nothing short, nothing less of a social organization.
It's all about the law.
Yeah.
It's all about the law. So, they're neo-Pharisees. They're people who want to reestablish the Old Testament value system over the New Testament value system in complete violation of the whole purpose of Jesus even coming here. But that's a whole other discussion, though. I understand what you're saying, and in context it's important, but evolution as a whole... I mean, it is – the onus is upon the evolutionists to prove evolution exists.
Yes, they have, like, 100 years ago.
But the onus is upon the Christians to prove that creation was a real thing. I don't think that's ever going to happen. Now, we're going to fall back onto our lazy – and I think it is lazy in this case – faith, you know. Well, it's that faith, you know.
Well, I mean
– the lazy, easy out.
One of the reasons why I doubt it is because it's a fact that
– Doubt which? Evolution?
Yeah, evolution. I don't doubt it because anything biblical. I doubt it because it's only a theory. It's nothing proven, because if it wasn't the evolutionary theory, because a theory is something...
I've heard that from people
the
before,
but
if... The
only reason people call it a theory is because of creationists. I mean, we don't have, like, a sun-centered universe theory. I mean, nobody doubts that as being a fact. I mean...
Yeah, but I'll go you one step further. Even if they did call it a law... People wouldn't accept it. They'd be arguing about the scientific law of evolution. Well, I think the scientific law of evolution... I mean, it's just a law. Laws can be changed.
And it's, I mean,
I can understand how, with adaptation more than I can understand evolution, because evolution is a prolonged change. With adaptation, it's a change to your surrounding and your environment.
Yeah, with, creatures actually change with adaptation.
Well, I mean, they don't change to the degree to where a monkey becomes a man over time either.
No, there's a bunch of steps in between that.
Yeah, but
I mean,
it sounds like he has a problem with speciation.
Okay.
Wherein one species can branch off into different species.
Because I am an evolutionist. I believe evolution.
My thing is, wasn't there in recent years, or either in a zoo or somewhere by now, something that looks similar to man, much more than just a chimpanzee,
like
or
a
gorilla?
You're expecting like a chimpanzee to give birth to a human baby?
No, I'm not saying that at all. But eventually to where there would be some more realistic proof to where it's like, oh, well, you know, this, over time, this person or this monkey became this.
Well, evolution doesn't take place over a few years or a few centuries. It takes place over millions of years.
Yeah, I mean, and with...
So you're not going to see it in a zoo, but I mean, that's not to say that we don't see it in real life. We don't see monkeys turning into man, but we do see things like bacteria developing immunities to drugs and things like that, and that's just the same thing. They're adapting to their environment, and they're building up the immunity. They're evolving.
But if that, my thing is though, if this were to take place, and with the time periods of which it is, all three of us do agree that there's not a real time period we can put on the creation of the Earth, much less on creation of animals. So my thing is,
wait. You sound like say that again, because it doesn't sound like something I would agree with.
I think it is. No, he's saying that we don't know for certain how old the Earth is or how long it took animals to be created. We have rough estimates.
Well, yeah, I mean, down to like a few million years, but I mean, I don't know the day, like some Christians claim.
There's a Wednesday.
Well, Christians claim it was created on a Sunday at 2:30 p.m.
Which is completely not in, no, God rested on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Some guy came up with it. And
I don't know. That's not me.
It's like 4004 BC or something.
But my thing is that there'd be something that would show the change.
I don't get that, because I see those all the time. I mean, what do you see when you see Cro-Magnon, man? I mean, you see a skeleton of a guy that's...
You just see a skeleton. That's all I see is a skeleton.
So we got to get the wires and make it dance.
It's just that I've gotten to see just more the, I guess you could say, a flesh out showing of the change. There can't be a, okay.
You're talking about something that's extinct.
Well, it's not so much with that. There'd still have to be something to a degree shown.
Okay.
Showing it.
We have fish that are evolved, that they crawl out of the water to breed, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, like mud skippers.
Yeah. I mean, that's a transient species right there.
But I mean,
and they're still alive.
See, the thing you got to understand, though, is every species is a transient species. I mean, there is not, like, this one animal that is, like, crowned as the transient species. It is now a new species. I mean, we are not the same species as our great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. I mean, we are a little bit different. I mean, you and I are different. I mean, we're not exactly the same. We are the same species, but we carry different genetic codes. I mean, everything is different. I mean, you're not – I mean, that's the problem I have with a lot of people that are challenging evolutionists. They're always saying, okay, where is this missing link? I mean, if you find that missing link, there's still going to be a link between the two that you just found. I mean,
I have no problem with saying that change takes place over time.
I have a problem with speciation, implies that you think that monkeys and man and dinosaurs have lived on this earth since the beginning of time, or I don't know when you think they were all created at the same time, I guess, right? Because if monkeys didn't evolve to man, then apparently men have been around for.
My thing is,
did God create man at a later time, like within the last 200,000 years?
If I remember correctly, he did create man after he created the animals.
Yeah, and I mean, it says that in the Bible, but.
Well, yeah. If you look at me, I'm an old world creationist and an evolutionist. I think that's true. He did create man after he created the animals.
Yeah, through the.
We are the last, what, like the final step currently in the evolutionary. I know this is a weird thing to say being an evolutionist. But I don't think we're going to evolve any more than we have as far as like actually like change to another species. I think we'll always be Homo sapiens, which cuts to an interesting point. One of the things that I think is worth noting about this entire argument wouldn't exist, I don't think, if we didn't have the scientific definitions of different species.
Mm-hmm.
Because there'd be nothing to frame the argument upon.
Yeah, well, I mean, that classification system, you know, it was created before,
yeah,
like Darwin did his thing.
I just think it's interesting to note that, because when you come right down to it, if you take the classification system out, it's a lot harder to talk about it
from either side. It really did facilitate mm-hmm. the creation of the theory,
yeah,
without a doubt, because it really sparked people's interest in the subject, and people were going all over around the world and stuff, studying all these things and classifying things and stuff like that. So
my biggest problem as far as evolution goes, and this is the only thing I really have, is there's so many weird things that don't make sense to me, like bats, for instance. Mm-hmm. I don't get bats at all. No, I'm serious. Think about it. It doesn't make any sense. I don't get whales. Whales are mammals. There's a lot of sea life that's mammals.
Yeah.
You know, does not lay eggs, gives milk. What the hell are you talking about?
Water animals.
Right. The other thing I have a problem with is things like duck-billed platypus.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is that all about?
That's a bit weird, isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, it's a mammal that lays eggs. It's the only mammal that lays eggs that I know of.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, it might just be a problem with classification. I mean, all of our ancestors... I mean, we are descended from egg-laying beings, so I mean, it's not unusual. It wouldn't be weird to think that perhaps there is a transient species that.
Yeah, a transient between what?
Between reptile and mammal.
It's just a weird one. Plus
the duck bill thing kind of throws people off, because it's not like anything related to like a bird.
Yeah, I know.
And I think too with the whole transient thing, I think there'd still be to a degree something or some degree where it's stuck in the middle.
I'm
telling you, everything is stuck in the middle.
The other problem I have, just real quick.
Well, I still want to pin him down on what his problem speciation is.
Not going to.
I know.
Can you think of a song to follow that up?
Oh, I have a great "They Might Be Giants" song.
Didn't you just play some "They Might Be Giants" though?
So what's the song?
Isn't there a rule against playing two songs in one podcast, the same artist?
Glass of milk, standing in between extinction in the cold and explosive radiating growth. So the warm blood flows through the large four-chambered heart, maintaining the very high metabolism rate they have. Mammals, their names are called. They raise a paw, the bat, the cat, dolphin and dog, koala bear and hog. One of us might lose his hair, but you're reminded that it once was there. From the embryonic whale to the monkey with no tail. So the warm blood flows with the red blood cells lacking nuclei through the large four-chambered heart, maintaining the very high metabolism rate they have. Mammals, mammals, their names are called. Sister of her brother marsupial, their cousin called monotreme, dead uncle allotheria. Mammals, mammals, their names are called. There is a paw, the back.
movie reviews for movies we've never seen.
Crank. A hitman has an hour to live and seek revenge on those who...
Transporter 3. Same guy, and it looks like the same kind of crap.
Injected him with heart-stopping poison in his sleep. A cool concept for an action flick and a good excuse for a lot of on-screen ass-kicking. The film stars Jason... Is it Statham?
I don't know.
And Amy Smart.
Whatever. Like 5 stars.
It sounds... I don't know. I was intrigued by the concept a little bit because it seems like it's going to have a lot of urgency to it.
Definitely.
And so it's going to move a lot quicker, so I have a feeling it's probably very well-paced and probably makes it...
Might be a little bit too paced, though.
From the previews I saw of it, he ends up going to a hospital and makes them give him the electric shock therapy thing to his chest.
If he dies in the end, I'll be happy. Or else the whole thing would have been in vain.
No, it would be in vain if he dies at the end.
But that's the whole point, is he knows he's going to die in the end.
No, he's trying to prevent it.
No, he's trying to get revenge on the people that are...
No, he's trying to get the antidote.
I don't think so, is he?
That's the review I read of it that.
That's even worse. I'll give it 4 then.
Oh, okay.
I like the idea that he knew he was going to die, so he's going to get revenge on everybody.
That's actually an intriguing plot, though.
Yeah,
I give that 6 thumbs up. I give that 6 stars.
4.5.
Okay. Going the middle of the road, huh?
Artistic merit.
Okay. How about The Illusionist? Edward Norton. Edward Norton stars as a master magician in turn-of-the-century Vienna who vies with the crown prince for the hand of his former love interest, Sophie, played by Jessica Biel. Paul Giamatti co-stars as a police inspector who tries to warn the illusionist about the dangerous implications of squaring off with Viennese royalty.
I've downloaded this movie. I just haven't watched it yet.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's all my...
Was it a camera capture?
Yeah.
I hate watching those.
Better than nothing, though. It's not too bad. From what I've seen so far.
It's supposed to be...
Sounds interesting.
Shot in, like, this very gritty, like, 18th century kind of faded style, which literally intrigued me that he put, you know... And Edward Norton is a very good actor. Very diverse roles he plays, so... I'm willing to give it, like, a 7 or 8, I think. Probably 7.
I'll give it 7, too, just because he was in Fight Club.
The whole 18th century camera work style sounds interesting.
Yeah, and so,
I like movies from the 18th century. So.
You watch a lot of movies from the 18th century?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially the porn.
You want one that I've never even heard of?
Sure.
I've never heard of this at all, have you? The Quiet.
I don't think I've heard of that.
You heard of this? None of us have heard of this. After her widowed father dies, deaf teenager Dot moves in with her godparents and their popular cheerleader daughter, who is openly hostile to Dot. But that doesn't stop her from telling dark secrets to her silent stepsister, including the fact that she is plotting to murder her lecherous father.
Wow.
It doesn't really seem like a good idea to tell someone you don't like your darkest secrets,
Yeah, and since she's deaf, she obviously has no way of conveying, that it's going to be a murder unless you count, writing.
Does it take place in modern times?
I would assume so.
Is that a cheerleader?
Yeah. It's one of those 14th century cheerleaders. Verily I say, hear them out, way out, way out. Forsooth, doth put your hands in the air, and do ye wave.
Like ye just don't care.
I'll give it 5 stars, I guess.
I'm going
whatever
for 3.
Yeah. You'd rather watch Crank than The Quiet?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. I bet Quiet's going to be better.
I was intrigued. I was actually genuinely interested in watching Crank. By the way, as an aside to this, I just have to mention it while we're on it. I have looked on RottenTomatoes.com. Remember, we both were pretty much like, all of us, all 3 of us, Dave, you and me, were all like, Zoom, probably about a 6 or 7. On Rotten Tomatoes.
Is that the superhero one?
Yeah. On Rotten Tomatoes, I've never seen this before. It has a 0 out of like 150 reviews, not a single good one.
Yeah.
You're probably more than beyond generous with that. But that's what you get when you review a movie you haven't seen.
That's true, that's true.
Yeah.
I saw Devil Wears Prada.
Really?
Really good movie. Yeah.
Really?
I think I said 2 in the review.
I was like 7 or 8.
I'd probably give it a 7 or 8, actually.
How about that? We're gonna play a song by A$AP Rock remixed by RJD2. This is the remix of Kill 'Em All.
When you see my foot rapidly tapping upon the floorboards, take it as my not being amused with the display. When you feel my finger rapidly tapping upon your scully, you should pack a bag with booty clothes and walk the other way. It's now for the cross bloodhound serendipity movement, alien, a triplicate food counterculture. For the first thief, dispatch heat to shake a stick at. My fins break water, circling shoulder dips, dips in a wheel to rape the ocean. Let beaker flow right along, kill it. They drip in a beaker, spill it right. I treat the closest burners of my zen like pendulums, and let them count the seconds to the big hand strikes the physics that's a string in your block.
I got that 1,000-yard stare.
Time towel, Jack and Walker strip the market bare. Dig it, it's all mine in the distance. See, the slaves work for assholes, and the assholes work for kings. And the kings work for hookers, cocaine, and your finger ring.
Next time,
hunger rung above the rest. Lung while I drink, lung stung and sunk to an ebony vest. Bad spirit, bad pyramids rust in the shadows of this cat on a hot tin, something spitting disgusting.
Ready for rain, Indians. Summer under a fragile pain comforter. Stained glass pallets, brain gas baggage. Summer separate pieces equals brain class and balance. On a pallet made of snake bone.
Rap work, hate poem, kill them all.
Dig them off with aesthetic Mach 20. Why money, what you up?
Oh, I was just about trying to graduate the gumshoe. Here to preach the great American bustle.
You fuck you.
Stop rock, drop his lip to the floor. Shut the milestones in his mouth. Shoot him up and spit the cord. For the captives of the slapstick handshake trade embargo. Rushed on a boy. Tomorrow of any question mark particles. I get more clicks for the future's modest celebrities by exposing the vein roots of the here and now's plain truths, but I won't. Life lessons curdle in the stomach prior to sinking to the sense capsules as disciplined fractals. Now, of course, necessities that let the brain jolt awkward, set it free. Just take note if you walk the relevant. For example, if Moses had gills, he could have fished without the split sea macho circuits, but he didn't. It don't really make a difference. I'm hook. I've been around the universe twice. The first time I sat and looked, the second time I broke the galaxy. Now I walk with a limp because my foot's coated in casualties. A small price to pay for a life of
reading dramatically.
A billion apple seeds to honor his vision of underprivileged children plucking the fruits in their ripest sour. But the dreams have gone sour. The cowards dug up the roots, weep and leave. Hung up a noose and sacrificed their freedom vouchers. He did it in the name of Christ. He did it for the grunt work. He did it for the star cluster that he'd named after his mother. That was touching, and I guess it makes a great story to tell. But I'd rather be the wizard than the penny in the well. Kill one, kill a few, kill them all, fill them all with guilt. Watch and pray while you walk away on stilts, kill them all.
Kill one, kill a few, kill them all, fill them all with guilt. Watch and pray while you walk away on stilts.
Kill one, kill a few, kill them all, fill them all with guilt. Watch and pray while you walk away on stilts, kill them all.
Kill one, kill a few, kill them all, fill them all with guilt. Watch and pray while you walk away on stilts, kill them all.
So yeah, that was A$AP Rock. I love that. The slaves work for assholes, and the assholes work for kings, and the kings work for hookers, cocaine, and four-finger rings. I love that. And we've had Snoop Toddy Todd on the show again. Thanks very much for being here, Snoop.
Third time and going strong.
Yeah.
It's fourth.
Third.
Yeah,
I thought it was the second.
No, it's definitely not the second.
Got it.
This is the first time I came back and complained. I came back the second time I was here. I complained about my iPod, which
vaguely, yeah.
Steve Jobs redeemed himself. He gave me a brand new one.
Personally, he like gave it to like, hi, I'm Steve Jobs. Here's an iPod.
I'd probably faint.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Let's see, you got some shout-outs you want to give out here? Big shout-out to Dan Warren. Oh, I got a new mix CD, by the way, Shapeless Mass Mix. You can check it at blentwell.com, blentwell.com. And just look for, if you do a search for EBA, you'll find all my mixes, the new one, Volume 4. Shout-out to Kazi Cuts?
I guess. Kazi?
Kazi
Cuts?
Kamikaze Cuts.
Yeah, there's no good that can come from that, so I'm not even going to try.
Yeah, big up to you for listening.
Me?
Yes, you. Dave Fo 20.
Yeah.
Always give a shout out to Dave.
Perry,
thanks big up for to listening. Perry.
Yeah. I don't think he did, but
we'll get him on here eventually.
Yeah.
And just, you know, keep telling people about the, you know, Matt. Big up to Matt.
Matt from
work.
You really listening? If you're really listening, you better leave a comment tonight. Yeah, I don't really think you're listening, Matt.
Mr. Matt's a pretty cool guy.
I think you're just telling me you are.
He's a Mac user, yes.
Anyway, so.
Shout out to Ricky Gervais.
Okay.
And Carl Pilkington. Steve Merchant.
I would like to give shouts. Mikey P, of course.
Yep.
Skeletor 1.
Yeah.
Or better yet, Mikey, Little Mikey.
It's Big Mikey and Little Mikey. There's Greater Mike and Lesser Mike.
Yeah, there's Pop and Willie's Mike.
Like a Napoleon complex?
No, it's not one.
He's actually not that small. It's just that next to Mike, P, he's small.
He's like 3.
It's like the number 10.
Yeah. Now, shouts to Oracle. Hopefully he'll be listening since
who?
He Oracle.
Oracle?
Oh, I haven't even spent. You tell him to check it out?
I probably will tomorrow at work.
Okay. Tell him we mention him.
All right, we will.
It's at the end of the podcast, so we'll have to go all the way through
it. Yeah. Ups to Sev's crew.
Yeah.
Steph.
The really lazy Sev's crew. Yeah, and the scratch sounds coming up here. Enjoy.
All right, have fun. Bye.
Bye.
Here we go.
Their babies in peril.
Anyway.